crucible. One does not ask a crucible how it feels. It is made for holding. It is made for pressure, designed to heat up matter and transform it into something else. It did not ask for this job. No one thought to inquire if the crucible wanted this particular assignment. It exists, and its existence is proof of its nature, to provide a holding where matter is transformed. A transformation takes many shapes. Sometimes the subject is purified. Sometimes it is burned beyond recognition. Sometimes it is strengthened by removing unwanted base impurities. Sometimes its essence is vaporized, leaving only a shell. Yet the crucible remains, stolid, indifferent, impervious to the elements, unable to discern the transformation it brings forth, or so we think. What if the crucible is changed by every transformation that it brings forth? What if the crucible becomes part of what it creates? What if the crucible imparts something of itself in every heated, blistering, vaporizing act that it undertakes? Can a crucible undertake anything? Does it have a will? Is it a creation or creator? Does it feel pain? Is it transformed? I am the crucible.